Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Happy Valentine's Day, slackers.
Oh no, what? I don't have any. Oh my goodness. Plus, I'll show you not one, not two, not three, but four photo apps that all work together.
Oh, nice. And all the cool kids are on Microblog.
Are they really? I've been there for years. It's time for iOS Today. iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And by Quip. Make a fresh start this year with a Quip electric toothbrush. It cleans like a premium electric brush, but at a fraction of the cost. Visit getquip.com/twit. to get your first refill pack free when you purchase any Quip electric toothbrush. iOS Toddy Time. Hi, I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And we are here today to talk about iOS, both in the Apple Watch, the Apple phone. It's here somewhere.
I'm holding up my Android watch and my Android phone, but
I have this. Really have gone apostate on us here. You are a heretic.
I really am. I can't wait till this experiment.
Won't you be glad
when
it's over?
I will.
You can't even enjoy a HomePod in this time frame.
Oh yeah, that's true. I can't. Can I set it up with the iPad?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
It's coming Friday. We're excited, right?
Maybe we'll have to end the Twit Switch challenge early.
A little sooner. HomePod. We also talk about the iPad and the Apple TV. We know that Apple calls it the Watch OS and the TV OS, but you and I know it's iOS inside.
Mm-hmm.
What are we, you said Valentine's Day. That got my heart beating and not in a good way.
Mm-hmm. I said it in our production meeting when I was suggesting ideas for the show. I said Valentine's Day and you said, no, it's not almost Valentine's Day. What? And you said it with your wife sitting right next to you, which is...
It's almost a week off. A little more than a week off as we record this.
Yes, so we're giving...
So there's still time to get flowers, teddy bears...
Mm-hmm. Or apps.
DNA tests. Or apps. All the traditional Valentine's.
Yes. I would say if you're considering getting your significant other, your special someone, an iPhone, I would say, no, don't do that.
Really?
I just think it's a weird, because I feel that the phone...
I think that would be a welcome.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying. I think it's too personal.
No, not too... I just think it's like... I think the iPhone comes between lovers often.
Oh, that's your attitude, eh?
That is... Don't you agree?
No. No. Lisa and I... share our affection over the iPhone. We do it with an app called Couple. Have you ever heard of this?
Oh, no, but that is a good segue, I think.
Clever.
Tell me about the app Couple.
Clever.
I think.
I have it on my phone, but I'm not going to show it to you because Couple is designed to share love.
Wait, I thought you said you weren't going to show it to us.
Oh, come on. You know you want to see it. Couple is designed to share love between two people. It's a messaging app designed for a couple.
But don't show it.
No, I've actually, it's okay. I've very cleverly locked it. Now, it has a lot of features. Let me show you. It'd be better for me to show you the app store.
Yeah, show it.
Because then you could see a safe version of Couple. Lisa's going, don't show Couple whatever you do. Don't show it. This is an iPhone only one. So as usual.
Ship app for two.
I know. Isn't that cute?
That's really sweet.
The idea is. That it has lots of, they've added a lot. I've been using it, we've been using it for a long, long time. So you can, it's just the two of you, it's locked, it's secured, so whatever you feel like sharing with your loved one, you should feel free to do. They have nice things, you can share kisses,
aww.
And you can share shopping lists if you're that kind of couple. You know,
you guys do share
been together,
shopping lists.
Yeah, if you've been together a long time, maybe you're going to start sharing shopping lists. Our couple doesn't look quite like this. You can draw pictures. This is the thumb kiss. It's cute. You put your thumb on it.
Oh, that's
this predates
adorable.
The Apple Watch, where you could actually send a kiss. You can say, hey, let's meet for dinner and lunch. It's really a nice... What I like, here's what I like about it. It's just two people. Only two people can use it.
Good, smart.
You have to pair in a relationship. So if, you know, you want to do it with your honey, you send her or him a text saying, I've started a couple, would you like to join? She has to agree. Then it's just two of you bonded. No one else is in there. No one else can see it.
Is it encrypted?
It's encrypted, and it makes your girlfriend look like him. And then... yeah, it's really kind of even better for a couple that aren't yet living together because you see they're kind of, it's sweet. I actually really like Couple. We've used it for a long, long time. It's not the only one of these. There are others. If you have a breakup, Couple has, it's very easy to break up. Couple's very careful about not, once you break, you know, you say, I'm not in a relationship, about protecting you. I like it a lot. I think the company's good. They've been around a long time. I trust them with the content. And they even have a way of deleting it if you do break up and you want to forget that that person ever existed in your life. No more tearing photos in half. Just delete their Couple.
That is ingenious. So you're saying that, let's say, you know, you might have sent a picture to someone. They can't save it?
Well, there's always screenshotting. Okay. I'm sorry. But, you know, they can't save it otherwise. You have to screenshot
it.
That
is useful in this day and age.
I think it's as a... It really should be for a couple who are in love. That's what it's for. Couple. Mm-hmm. And I think a great... See that little thinking of you?
Mm-hmm.
All of that. It's just romantic as heck.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. We used it for many years. And then we got married.
Look, are they breaking up in the video?
That's showing you how you could break up, but then make up.
Oh.
Break. See? Break up to make up. That's all we do. Draw a flower. Take a shower. They were made for two. You get the idea.
There's nothing about taking a shower in this video if you're just listening. Thank you for that. Couple, it's free?
Free.
And it didn't... What, is there
no ads? I don't understand how they make money, but...
On your personal information.
Oh, my God.
How more intimate could
you know
you
what
be?
I am realizing, and we should actually pause this for a moment.
Okay.
And it came to me when I was looking at MoviePass, right? Because MoviePass makes no sense fiscally whatsoever. MoviePass, you pay $10 a month, $100 a year, and you get a little credit card that lets you buy movie tickets free for as you could see 10 movies a day for the rest of your life. They pay the theater the full price of the ticket. So all you have to do is get MoviePass, go to one movie a month, and you're ahead, given the cost of movies these days, right? So it makes no sense. I'm thinking, why? How could this? Then the CEO explained, Mitch Lowe, oh, well, we make it up in data. That one app makes so, I'm guessing, I mean, they say they're losing money, but I think that the plan is that they know so much about you, not just you know, your geography and your likes and stuff, but things like what movies you see, that's so valuable to them that it makes up for the fact that they're going to lose a ton of money on you going to movies. The theory being that the people who use MoviePass like movies so much, they see more movies, they're more likely to go see a movie because it costs them nothing. So MoviePass plans to not only sell marketing to movie companies saying, hey, you want 10% more on your initial box office, let us know. We can help you with that. But to act, they were at Sundance buying movies. That's how powerful it is. So
that's you would not recommend this as a Valentine's Day gift.
No, I'm just saying that's how valuable putting to a company, putting an app. That's why you can have a free app like Couple, because you're putting an app on your phone that tells, and by the way, interesting, they don't have a iPad app. They want to be on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I imagine they don't need to charge because they can sell the information, not the content. That would be skeezy. They don't sell the content, but just it's enough for them to know where you are, what you're doing. That's something that's valuable to marketers.
So I'm going to say a great gift for your loved one is a private browser.
Oh.
DuckDuckGo has a new iOS app. They did not have an iOS app
before.
This
isn't that romantic.
I think privacy is the most romantic gift you can give a person.
I draw the curtains. That's all. That's okay. My concession to privacy.
So
pull the blinds.
I talked to Gabriel Weinberg, who is the founder of DuckDuckGo. They've been around for a decade. They're very unlike Google. They don't track you. They don't sell your information. They just came up with this iOS app. I have it on my iPad, so we can take a look there. Leave no trace. I'm just setting it up now. Tap the fire button to erase your tabs and browsing history, which is different than incognito mode. Incognito mode on Google is not really incognito. They're still using that information.
Yes, that's right.
When you erase your browser history on YouTube, like, you're erasing it from your mom, but you're not erasing it from Google. Like, they're still
using
that.
You can go into your Google dashboard and erase
Yes, you can.
But not like you think, and most people don't.
So. You can, they're grading websites. They're using the website we've talked about before, Terms of Service Didn't Read, to tell a grade for every website. So you can go twit.tv, and there we go. And I will go right to that website. And
that's private.
Yeah. No one knows that I'm going.
One thing that always kind of puzzled me about DuckDuckGo is...
how they made money?
No.
Oh.
Their search is Google search, right?
Yes, it is.
So they're basically free riding... on all of the
money
that Google put into search and not giving any information back to Google.
I think
it's an ethical conundrum.
Oh, it's not exactly. I'm going to talk to Gabriel about this. It's not exactly Google.
It's called search. Free. It's not exactly Google.
No, it's
They don't have their own search engine. DuckDuckGo does not have their own search.
But it's not the same. Like, that was my problem with, for example, I talked to Gabriel about this. I typed DuckDuckGo with three words into the DuckDuckGo browser, and nothing came up because I had to type it in as it was DuckDuckGo. So it's like, it's not as good as Google. You have to get used to it.
So it's worse than Google, but it's free writing on Google.
I don't actually know if it's free writing on Google. We'll get back
to
you.
Well, ask Gabriel, would you? Because that's always been my impression, and it's always been my ethical concern. I understand why people want privacy. But really, if you're using a service... Facebook is one, is another one. Twitter is another one, where it's a free service with some value to you, but you're not giving them back the value that they pay for the service with. You're stealing.
So, like us, ad blockers. Would you say?
Yeah,
the same thing?
Same problem. So, I use ad blockers. There are other good reasons to use ad blockers for security and bandwidth,
right,
and all that.
Like privacy here in this case.
But the point is that the deal that one makes with Google is I will give you information about myself in return for a free search engine. And you're breaking that promise by using DuckDuckGo. Mm-hmm. I use DuckDuckGo. Go ahead. I think there's an ethical concern that doesn't get addressed here.
So don't give it to your partner for Valentine's Day?
No, you should give them something called Relationship Tracker. The exact opposite.
Oh, okay.
Here, let's set it up, shall we?
Yeah.
Set your passcode, because you don't want, if you're going to be tracking your relationship,
mm-hmm.
I'll make it 0000. That's easy to remember, 0000. That way you can get in.
Whoa.
Now, it's going to send me notifications. How long have we been together? 1 minute, 35 seconds. You and I, right? How about that? I'm going to take a picture of you so I can have you in my relationship tracker. I've already got Lisa in couples, so there you go. There you go. Yeah. Aren't you happy to be? I'm so happy to be in a relationship with this girl.
I have a lot of flyaways.
Only the light. It's the hair light that's doing that. And let's take a picture of me just so that, you know, we mm-hmm. have the couple.
You always do that face.
Oh, there's a gorgeous couple. And now we've been in relationship 2 minutes.
Oh,
look at that. Isn't that romantic?
It's going pretty well.
So you
I'd
can
say.
Count it. You can have love events.
Ooh.
Wait a minute. But first, that QuickBooks.
First, ad.
Okay.
Remember when we had that fight over privacy?
I'm sure you can. This is called Relationship Tracker. What more could you ask for, right? So, first sight. That's when we first saw each other, June 15th, 2016.
It's not true. That's about...
Well, you can change it, obviously.
That's about 20 years off.
You can have a different event title, you know. Well, you choose the event title. You decide what you want to memorialize.
Fight about privacy.
Fight about privacy.
Is it stealing if someone fast-forwards through our ads?
Our first fight was today. Okay. Am I enjoying it? Not now. I can have love quotes.
Oh.
Love text for him. naughty texts for her. Should we? I'm just curious what those could be.
Of course you are.
Oh, it costs you $2.99.
You have to buy a naughty text.
Yeah, it's called in-app purchases.
But you have to buy.
Get with it.
Like, but you can't make up your own naughty text.
You can unlock everything for $2.99, okay? Everything, okay. Including beautiful backgrounds, premium countdown, love quotes, remove all ads, $2.99. That's nothing. Or if you're cheap, romantic texts for your wife, love texts for your husband, dirty texts, naughty questions that lead to you know what? Seducer. This is a helpful tool.
It's like Cyrano.
It's Cyrano de Bergerac. I always feel like I don't know how to write, kind of a cute, seductive, because I didn't grow up in the Tinder era, where you have to learn how to message romantically. I didn't grow up in that era.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's called just the opposite of DuckDuckGo.
Okay.
Relationship tracker.
Okay. I have a real one. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is called Punk Post.
Punk Post.
Yes. So you can send an actual physical card. Because I was just joking. Sending someone is a privacy app. That's not a good gift. your Valentine wants something to hold.
Oh, it's true. Much better than a text, right?
Yes. So Punk Post will send real cards. The first one is free.
Why do they call it Punk Post?
Because they're kind of punkish. Like, here's one. Like,
that's cute.
Abby to my Alana. I think that's from... what's that? It started as a video show. Help me out here.
Oh, see, this would be really helpful for me because I don't get any of these references. I could look hip.
Abby and Alana, they're like two, it's like the, I don't know.
Is it the,
anyone?
Is it the comic broads?
Broad City. Thank you. Comic Broad City. Thank you, Kevin. That is why we keep you around.
Because he's young and he gets all those references.
Or like, hello, my queen. These are all Valentine's Day, actually.
Galentine's?
So
is that what it's called?
Some of them are Valentine's, but then Galentine's, that came from Parks and Recreation. Or you can send them to your kids or, print them out.
But it's not just Valentine's Day. It's thank you cards and other things.
No, sorry. It's not Galentine's. It's Palentine's, which is the gender-neutral form of Galentine's. So I'm going to send this one to Marco.
Because Guyentine's doesn't really... sounds like guillotine.
So here's one. It says, I love your buns. Pictures of bottoms.
Oh, that's great.
And then someone's actually going to write that, or they're going to print it out. So do I want fun, sweet, elegant, simple?
This is your font?
Yeah. I'll type in, dear husband, thanks for staying with me so long. By the way, I'm also in an app relationship with Leo. Hope that's
okay.
Don't
send that to Marco. He's strong and he will kill me.
Oh, we can add confetti. That's an extra dollar.
Oh. For everyone or just all? Because you complained about $2.99 for that other one.
Yeah, a dollar. The card itself is free. After that, they're $6. I'm going to add confetti.
The first card's free. That's nice.
And so I put the recipient and I put my name. I can use Apple Pay, so I just would tap it and it'd be super easy. Special requests, and then you send the card. And
that's
it
great.
Is...
That's great.
Punk Post. Punk They're $6 post. After that. No subscription fee like that other one that you...
Well, Bond, though, is $5 for like three cards. But it is it's a monthly. I mean, you can cancel it after 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
But those, you don't have confetti or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Is the confetti going to come in the envelope?
I don't know.
Like, you're going to open it, it's going to fall out?
Sometimes
I think so.
Confetti is not
Don't
welcome.
Do glitter. It's bad for the fish.
Also bad for people.
Everything.
But these are letterpress cards, so
nice. Oh, yeah. That's expensive. That's $6 is reasonable for letterpress. Letterpress is that old school press where it's thick stock and the printer actually kind of indents it a little bit. That letterpress is a really nice effect. I like that.
You can send back big batches too with Punk Post.
I might
Post
get Punk Post. That's good.
Punk Post free Punk app. Post.
I sent. Actually, John, would you? It's in Lisa's office. It's a rose. Card. It's on the window, tilted on the window.
So sweet.
So I use similar, but it's Bill Atkinson's photo card. And we've talked about this before. The photo card lets you take a picture and then on the other side put a card. And it prints it out nice and big on Photostock. I'll show you in a second on Photostock. It's really pretty. It's not as romantic as Punk Post. Punk Post gives you a lot of ideas. But this is, if you have a remote romantic picture of the two of you, or just a picture you want to send. I'm a big fan of Bill's stuff, and I always like to give him a plugin. He really keeps it up to date. I feel kind of bad because I feel like everybody's kind of stealing his thunder with similar stuff. But this is, so I sent this to Lisa. And that's actually her hand holding a rose. And I'll show you, but I don't want to show the rest of the world what I wrote.
Okay, don't.
So this is what I wrote. And I just say awe. It's romantic, really sweet, right?
You do know how. You can send that in a text.
Yeah.
You do know how to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that. But you are the bloom that brings color to my life. I love you so much. And then I have a little. Because she likes.
I thought you weren't going to share it. Were you checking with me okay, to see if it was okay first?
I forgot what I wrote.
Okay.
No, it's okay to share. And I put a little. By the way, Lisa's my wife, just so you know. Hey, nowadays, you know, me too, right?
Not to be confused with your app relationship on with relationship
somebody else.
Tracker.
Yeah, but she likes cats, right? So you can choose a stamp. So put a kitty cat in the stamp. They have stickers. But admittedly, this is less romantic than a letterpress card. But I think this is another one to look at, which is, and it's less expensive. I think it's $1, and he pays this $1.25, something like that, and he pays the postage, including postage. And I really like this. This is Bill Atkinson's photo card. That would also be romantic. And you still have time, but you'd have to buy it and send it today, I think, if you wanted it to arrive in a week.
Here's something that you still have time for, roses. Now, I love flowers. I did go through a point in my life where I thought, like, you know, I read some Atlantic article about how roses are all picked by, you know, people who get paid a penny and, you know, it's not environmentally
friendly.
Not here.
We have local roses that are picked by $10 an hour.
Right.
Workers with full health benefits.
So I had to, you know, I told Marco that back in our, you know, really
don't
days.
Send me roses.
And then I was like, okay, well.
They're exploitive.
Yeah. But now I like them again.
They're picked by children in China who get 1 cent a day.
If you are a Amazon Prime member, and who isn't, you're already paying, so you better get, I take every advantage, you can print out this coupon, which I have on my, and we can put
this
the link in our show notes.
You can use this one?
This is anyone who's a Prime member. Just print, and you're near Whole Foods. You can
get free flowers?
No. $19.99 for 2 dozen.
Oh, that's really good.
And they're whole trade roses, which means, I don't know, something good, something you can feel good about.
Like I said, $10 an hour plus health benefits.
So, yeah. So you present this coupon in the store, 20%. That's only 20% off, $19.99 for 2 dozen whole trade roses. It's a commitment to sourcing from farms with ethical
better
practices.
Better wages, environmental responsibility, community, 1% donation to us.
More in-store savings, nice. You can see there. So,
boy, Amazon's really taking advantage of this acquisition, aren't they? That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, the other Amazon thing is all of the Echoes, the Echo Dot, the Echo Spot that you have that watches you while you sleep, that those are all on sale, too, for Valentine's
I put it in
Day.
My closet so it wouldn't see anything interesting.
So you can't use it as an alarm clock?
No. Mm-hmm. We have a Dot that we use as an alarm clock. I like the Dot, the Spot a lot, the clock. It's a great
That's
clock.
The Spot.
It's good to have it in my closet. That way I'm not late for iOS Today.
Mm-hmm. Never. Yeah, but I think that these are good gifts for your Valentine.
You know what I do? Etsy.
Mm.
Etsy's great for gifts because they look like you really thought a lot about them.
Maybe you crocheted something.
They're handmade. Well, no, you don't pretend that you made. Oh. Well, you... Oh. You could actually, but I was just thinking they're not so mass produced because they're made by individual artisans. I really like Etsy. Lisa loves Etsy, so we have a deal. She puts stuff in her Etsy cart that she likes. See, I have to admit, I'm a terrible gift purchaser. I just don't know what to get, and I'm so burned after years of attempting to give gifts that inevitably get returned or exchanged. Nowadays, I just say, I know you're not going to like it. It's okay. I saved the receipt. But this way we avoid that. I mean, you might say it's not romantic, but she, as she browses Etsy, will put stuff in her cart. And then I could see what she's got in her cart because you can share an account, obviously, and then buy it on her credit card.
I think that is, I don't think you should worry about that not being romantic.
Is that okay?
I think that's okay.
Because
that
way I know I'm getting something she really likes. She doesn't know that she's going to get it. It's just a, you know, you do that, right? You leave catalogs with dog ears.
Or say, I would like you to buy me 2 dozen
you can
roses
be more explicit.
For
but
Valentine's
I'd
Day,
I put
please.
Post-it notes on cat. I've done that. I've taken the Duluth Trading Company catalog, and I've just put a big dog ear on the thing that I like and just leave it on the coffee table. Post-it notes. Buy this. That kind of thing. And I think that's okay. I don't know. It's not. Maybe it's as you in a relationship for a while, you kind of start doing stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, if we may segue a little bit into the love languages. Have you read that book?
There are 8 different love languages. Mm-hmm. No. How many are there?
I think there are 4 different. 6? I don't know. There are certain.
How many love languages?
There are...
there's a lot of them. I have read it. It's a good book.
Yes. So one of them is about gift giving.
We may not share the same love language. You need to know your partner's love language so you can speak it.
Right.
Je parle français.
Exactly. So for example, I enjoy getting gifts. It is something that is special to me.
I know.
But Marco doesn't. He's like,
no,
he doesn't
either.
Like to spend money. And so he's just like, oh, thank you so much for that.
Exactly. And usually somebody who doesn't like getting gifts will not like giving gifts or not understand the gift giver language.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I was sitting around the office with Jerry and Jason and they were like, oh, what am I going to get this for my wife? I'm thinking about
They're
that.
Gift
and
givers.
Like, yeah. And Marco appreciates gifts of time. That's what he, time
me too.
Alone.
Me too.
And so that is what I've learned to give him. And he has learned that I like roses. And so that is what he has learned to give me.
That's called a relationship.
Yeah.
You learn
how
to kind of bend your will to the other person's needs and vice versa.
Yeah, so you have to figure out your partner's love language. If you've just met, if you're dating, you can speak whatever language you want. It's fine.
At that point, it doesn't matter. you're interested in other things.
Am I right, Bill? Yes, Bill, who's here.
Bill knows. Are you
Bill's
just
married.
Dating? Oh, he's married.
No,
okay.
he's married. Yes.
So, like, for instance, birthday parties. I don't think they're a big deal. Like, at my age, the last thing I want to do is think about my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa wants a birthday month.
That's smart.
So I learn, right? And you bend because you want to make your partner
happy. You bend
happy.
Or else you break. All right. Do you have something else? Because I have more.
No, I'm completely bereft.
Okay.
I did Etsy. That was something.
Okay. So you did Etsy. I do Poshmark.
Poshmark is what?
It's
familiar sounding.
Sarah told me about Poshmark. Sarah, who, not Sarah Lane, but Sarah, who works here, works for you.
Yeah, she brings us our lunches.
She is one of my favorite people in the world, Sarah.
I know. Isn't she a doll?
She is a doll. And she said Poshmark is a place where you can buy and sell your things. Because I was saying, like, oh, I bought a lot of clothes and I'm not wearing anymore.
She's very good at doing this, selling stuff she doesn't use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She is a good posher. That's what we call her, a good
posher. Really?
Posher? Yeah. So you can shop. Some things are tags on. So you could, like, search for something new. What do you think that Lisa likes? Does she like Lululemon? Theory? Does she need some Uggs?
She loves Uggs.
Okay. So, and then...
Ooh, I didn't realize Uggs had more than just wool-lined boots.
Yes.
Ooh, Uggs slippers. Oh, she would love those.
Okay, so...
In red, that's perfect.
Okay, so these... Is she a size 7?
I don't know. I should find that out, probably.
So these are not new.
They're used?
Some of the stuff is...
They're used slippers?
Oh, wait, let's see. These might be
I'm
new.
I'm not giving her used slippers. I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Okay. I don't know if they're new.
But
it doesn't
most of the
say
stuff
new.
There is,
some,
like...
But, so
but
most
maybe
of the
she
stuff.
Bought somebody bought it and hates it.
Right.
Right? Let's
right.
hope.
Uh-huh.
I never
and
wore
so,
them.
So you think 75, I don't know if
that's
I really
a lot
want
for
it.
For used slippers.
So... you could offer, let's say you offer $20. You could say $20. And I'm not going to say next because
I don't want to actually buy those for
$20. I mean, actually, I would want to buy those for $20, but I don't want to insult the posher by making such a lowball offer. So I buy and sell stuff. Mostly I buy stuff. But what I like is that you can like these slippers. So I'll give it a little heart. And then if they lower the price, I'll get a little message.
Well, see, I'm looking. I mean, these are like $120 slippers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But you can search for just new stuff. I think that's one of the sort, category, condition. Like, I want new with tags. So now these are all new with tags. So those were not new. But
So they do have new stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So look at this cute little red hat and scarf for $100. That's a lot. So, yeah, not a lot of Uggs new with these classic unlimited. And then you can also sell your stuff. So I could just take a picture of you.
Is that red or is that... Oh, that's me saying, is that red?
Yeah, and so I want to sell
Leo.
That's
unflattering. Holy cow.
I'm
Are you going to send me Uggs?
Yeah, I could sell you.
You can sell
so
me.
What are you selling? Like you just it's super
sell me
it's
now.
Super easy. So when you sell something, Poshmark sends you just a printout of the address and with postage paid and everything. You pay the postage and then you just print it out and then you put it on the package. So you don't have to like go wait in line at the post office or anything like that. And you don't have to negotiate with the seller, like where's your address. It's a little bit easier. I haven't used eBay in a while, but I find it easier than the eBay that I used to know because the auctions don't end. The stuff is just there.
So Poshmark is eBay?
No, I said it's like eBay.
Like
it's
eBay.
Similar,
okay.
Like, but you're not competing against a bunch of other people. You say like, oh,
right.
It's basically haggling. It's an app for haggling. Oh, you want to sell me those slippers for $75? I will buy them for, $5.
Here's what I'm going to do for Valentine's Day. I'm going to put some Hue lights.
Oh, that's a great idea. That is, I thought about, Hue lights. I have the box of Hue lights that you gave me that I should give back to you because you have your setup and I still haven't set them up.
You haven't set them up? I'll take them back.
Okay.
So the Hue lights, I ended up buying a whole bunch more.
You forgot? You gave them to me or you just
no,
didn't
I remembered
want to do,
I
you
gave
didn't
them
want to do
to
take
you, backs. And I thought, oh crap, I gave them to, what's her name? And, no, I knew I gave them to somebody.
We're having an app relationship and you don't even remember my name.
Wait a minute, let me go check my app tracker. No, I knew I gave them to somebody. I didn't know who, frankly. But I wasn't going to ask you for them back.
I'll give them back.
I don't want them back. I gave them to you. So I bought some more. And so what you can do with these, and this is the great thing, is you can pair it to your Amazon Echo or your Google Home. And then you could set up a special program. For your, I don't know. I think, yeah. So here's a routine. So I could set up a routine that I will say, like, at a certain time.
Oh, you're in the
way. Oh, I'm in the way. Sorry. Well, you don't really need to see this that much, but at a certain time, certain things will happen. And you can have it fade in over 5 minutes. I mean, this is really romantic, mm-hmm. right? Fade in over five
really
minutes.
Romantic.
I'm going to have it happen in the living room. Okay. Watch this. This will be so cool. And it's gonna. And what I want it to do is, I want it to fade in something sexy. A Savannah sunset. How about that?
Ooh, yes.
That sounds sexy, right? Or tropical twilight. Not Arctic aurora. That's not sexy. You can even have your own, of course, colors planned. But I think, or spring blossom. Now let's fade in. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm not gonna tell her I'm doing this, but I'm gonna set up the lights in the bedroom. And I'm going to have them slowly fade into a romantic Savannah sunset. Mm. And I can do that either on a schedule. Here you can have a timer with your Hue lights. Or I can say, Echo, it's time for love. And have it.
Goodness gracious.
And have it. I always want, you know what? This is like the Playboy fantasy from like when I was 8 years old. No, I wasn't that young. 15 years old. Where you could press a button and the curtains draw and the mm-hmm. lights go dim and the music comes on and all that. It was like in like Flynn or something or James Bond. So yeah. There's this whole kind of weird thing. But Echo, I don't think it's time for love actually works. I think you have to say, do my schedule on, you know, something unromantic. But maybe I'll just do it on a schedule and I'll just lure her into my lair. And then all of a sudden the lights will. Subtly, you can make it over, yeah, just like that. Slowly over a slow period of time or a long period. It's really kind of fun. And then you can have them turn off at another time. Completely controlled. There's another Echo app, or Hue app, rather. I don't know if I have it on here. Yeah, Hue Disco. Now, I can't do it here because it has to be local on the local network. So it's looking for my Hue Bridge. But it will automatically synchronize your Hue lights to the music that's playing. Is that awesome?
That really is.
Hue has all of these new things that now they cost money. This is, I think, a few dollars. Each of them is a few dollars. There's one that's called Hue Entertainment. Will sync your lights. You want to put them strategically in your TV room around the TV to the action that's on the TV. In fact, there's a video. You'd probably enjoy this of Sharknado.
Oh, Kevin.
I know, Kevin, you'd enjoy this. Sharknado synchronized to Hue lights. Should I find that, or do you want to find that, Kevin? I think I should let you do that.
Okay. Well,
Kevin's a shark fan, and so what will happen is the Hue lights. It only works with certain networks, but they literally know what's coming in the movie. So the director or somebody in the movie programs it ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
and then the lights will blossom and bloom and glow according to. Here
wow.
you go. So you're watching Sharknado. Now, you're watching it on your computer. But see, those are lights. And as things happen, the lights are going to change. Now, see, the Ferris wheel has fallen off. He's running on the beach. People are running on the beach. And that's a beachy light, right? So the lights, it's a little better with a big screen TV and lights that aren't quite visible, like maybe glowing around the edge of the TV. But you get the idea. And at some point, at some point, something bad's going to happen. And they're going to turn blood red. And God, it just got squished.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Whenever someone dies, it turns red.
Well, that was a particularly gruesome. Yeah. You got squished by a Ferris wheel.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Now we're back on the beach.
This is amazing.
So it doesn't just work with Sharknado, but mostly it works with Sharknado.
Last week on Tech News Weekly, I talked to Michael Vladimir, who's an Internet of Things expert, and he was saying that Internet of Things devices really have to solve a problem.
Yeah. Otherwise, they create
problem.
A problem.
So, like, you needed more disco in your Sharknado. That's a problem. You've solved it.
I've solved Thank that goodness. Problem. No, but if you had a party and you had the Hue Disco, and it's like a light, you know, like a light. Machine, what do they call that light show? It just would pulse with the music, which would be that would make the party more fun. Don't do it until people are really drunk, but then they won't know that it's the lights, they'll think it's them. It's hysterical.
Okay, so part of the reason I haven't set up my Hue, I'm glad you brought up the Hue, is that you know I have the Noon setup in my house, which doesn't have this little light
bulb. Hue Patable.
No, but it has, it's just the switches, and I can create scenes.
Yeah, you got it all already.
And I know. Well, only in the downstairs. I've got other rooms in the house. But it wasn't working last time we talked, and they came out and they fixed it. It had to do with some of our lights weren't dimmable, and it was one of those Internet of Things where, like, the light was heating up, and then they would just turn off. They fixed it. Now all our lights are dimmable, and I can create scenes. So I think you can see this. So if I wanted to create
a scene,
I could. Add a new scene there, and I cannot add more than 6 scenes per room, so I'm gonna delete this bright scene. I don't ever use that. How do I delete that? Okay, cancel, delete. This works perfectly.
And if we were in the room, it'd be like a lightning storm. What's going on right now? The lights would be going on and off. Poor Marco's going. What the hell is going on?
The poor dog at home. Why are all the lights going on and
Marco's
off?
Marco's flipping the switches.
And then I remove that scene, and then I could create a scene.
He's gone out to the garage
to
check the fuse box.
Add a new scene.
No, it's just Megan doing the show.
And then it could all be like low lights. Just dim them. Dim all the lights, and the outdoor lights are off, and then the indoor lights. Dim the dining area, and then I could add this to my Amazon Echo, and then I could say, Echo. Ready for love.
Oh, baby.
And then
you know when
like,
a man and a woman
and I could save the scene. Oh, I want to edit the scene, and I'll call
have
it
an app relationship.
I want to call it Ready for Love.
The time is ready.
Ready
then they go into their special love lights.
And now I'm going to be just like you and save it. And then when I get home, save it. I will just say, Echo, ready for love. And all the lights will dim. See? Ready for love. And I added a little typed over wine glasses. There.
Are you ready for love?
All right. So that's the Noon lights. And if
lighting is a big part of love.
Lighting is a big part of love. I think I've
especially dim lighting.
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Much more romantic.
You know what else is a part of love?
Buying a house.
Buying a house. Sometimes it's a part of love.
You know that I just learned that the word mortgage comes from the French "till death do us part."
Really?
Yes.
Mortgage.
See the mort in there?
Oh yeah, mort.
It's basically an agreement to death. Sometimes it feels that way when you're getting a mortgage. But honestly, unless you can write a check to buy a house. Oh, did you see the Rocket Mortgage ad on the Super Bowl with Keegan-Michael Key? OMG.
Was that it? I do like him a lot.
So funny. We should just play this ad because it's the best thing. He's an expert.
Razor cut up to a blunt angled lob. I'm dead. I'm back. It's going to be everything.
Who's that guy? Is that a famous actor?
Make your hair long, then cut it short to make it big.
Oh. Okay.
He's
What's
translating.
What's the strongman?
It's a pea protein gluten-free pate.
It's a burrito filled with plants pretending to be meat.
Last night took an L, but you're not a bounce back.
What's an L?
The rap singer took a loss, and now he's okay.
Right.
Every week I bounce back.
Living large.
Living with his mama.
Life's long walks.
He doesn't have a car.
Entrepreneur?
Unemployed.
Oh. Yeah, you can get a mortgage that avoids PMI, but there's no way to avoid MIP on an FHA.
Now, hey. This will help.
Rocket Mortgage. Don't have to go to the bank.
You know, there's also origination fees and escrow accounts.
This takes care of the thing.
You don't have to listen to jargon. You don't have to watch the guy show off his fancy mortgage amortization calculator. Rocket Mortgage puts the power in your hand. You can literally apply for a mortgage and get approved in minutes. On your phone, you don't have to go to the attic to figure out what your pay stubs, where they ended up, or get bank statements from 3 years ago. They do it all because of their trusted relationships with the financial institutions. All you do is answer a few simple questions. They crunch the numbers based on income, assets, and credits, and they say, these are the loans you qualify for. You choose the rate. You choose the term. You choose the down payment. No wonder Rocket Mortgage is consistently, year after year, number one in customer satisfaction. According to J.D. Power, Rocket Mortgage, we love them. And by the way, we know interest rates are going up. Now might be a good time to think about refinancing. Mm-hmm. Great refi rates, too. And it's just as easy at Rocket Mortgage. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Of course, because it's from Quicken Loans, the best lender in the country. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. I love that ad. When I saw that, I said, yes, Rocket Mortgage. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. RocketMortgage.com/iOS today. Keegan-Michael Key. I always confuse Key and Peele. He's mm-hmm. the key of mm-hmm. Key and Peele. Mm-hmm. Keegan-Michael Key. Mm-hmm. He's so funny.
He is funny. He's in Pitch Perfect. One of the Pitch Perfects.
Is he?
He's in one
of the in the new one. Pitch Perfect 5, 6?
3 is the new one.
3? Must be in 3. I don't think he was in 2. I didn't see 2.
I think he's in 2, actually.
Maybe I didn't see 2.
I think he is in 2.
I loved... That's the one with... What's her name? I love her. Rebel Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Rebel Wilson. Yes.
Is she any relationship to Wilson sisters?
I don't know. I thought that and then not even taken the... I haven't even made the effort
because they're not English and she is.
She's Australian.
Or whatever.
Funny, or whatever.
Funny accent person. so she must be a different Wilson. She's not of the...
I mean, you could have... Part of the Wilsons could have moved to Australia.
Out of the Hart Wilsons. Could be.
Okay, the HomePod.
Could be she married Crocodile Dundee and...
The HomePod is...
It's a Tide ad.
It's a Tide. I don't get the joke, but I get that it's funny and not about Tide Pods.
The HomePod's coming on Friday. I'm getting my HomePod. HomePod's coming on Friday.
Yes, I'm very excited. If you saw last week's, you knew that I accidentally shipped it to the wrong place. Thank you for all the reminders to fix that. Some
and
part of it fell
off the apple peel.
It's supposed to be pretty good, according to the first reviewers' reviews.
All the reviews came out today. Nilay Patel said it sounds amazing in The Verge. He said it's limited because it's Siri, and the only thing you do is play Apple Music and AirPlay it. But he said it sounds really good. In fact, everybody, even Joanna Stern in the Wall Street Journal, she compared it to Three Bagels, but she said it sounds good.
What's Three Bagels?
I don't know why, but if you look at her Wall Street Journal review, she basically puts it next to Three Bagels.
Oh, that's how tall
she
it is?
Says, well, she says bagels? It's like she says it's like getting the bottom part of a sesame bagel compared to an everything bagel.
Huh. I guess I'll have
In other to words, that. I'm going to have to translate because she lives in New York. You know what? Mm-hmm. This is what happened. Joanna has become I realize now the most they talk about people being provincial because they live in the country. Mm-hmm. But the most provincial people live in New York City because they don't go off their darn little island. Mm-hmm. And she thinks comparing the HomePod to bottom of a sesame bagel is meaningful to anybody outside of New York. Everybody in New York goes, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we don't have bagels outside of New York.
Well, we do, but we don't understand what she's talking about. What she's saying is, it's a bagel, yeah, but it's not as good a bagel as it could be. It's like a limit. It's basically the same thing Nilay Patel said, which is it's a limited device. I can't wait to get it, though, because everybody, Rene Ritchie's had it for a week. We'll talk to him on MacBook Weekly a little later on today. He loves it. Everybody says, and it's this size, by the way. We made a mock-up so you'd understand that...
Three bagels. We didn't even need bagels.
Neil, I said, it sounds great, not even for its size. It just sounds great, period. They did on The Verge a comparison where they actually they really did a good job with the video. They played the same thing over and over and over again and then just rotated through speakers. And you could watch the video, but I did, and it sounded exactly the same. Nothing sounded different. So I might be doing something wrong. But I feel like they put a lot of effort into this video. It took five people to make this video. I'm not kidding.
And it's so hard to show off sound quality.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it depends
we're gonna
on
do
what
this.
You're
we're hoping to do this on the new Screensavers on Saturday. I'm going to bring in the Sonos One, the Google Home Max. I have the Harman Kardon Cortana device. I'm going to bring in all the different devices, and we're going to do a blind listening test. So I'll have people blindfolded so they won't know what the music's coming from, and we'll compare it to the HomePod. But everybody's raving about the HomePod. I'm going to guess it has more to do with the fact that the HomePod is tweaking frequencies that make people happy than that it's accurate. What we haven't seen is the stereo magazines used to do a graph of its accuracy across the frequency range, 20 hertz to 20,000. And I haven't seen that. I bet you it's not an accurate speaker. I bet, and by the way, speaker manufacturers have known this for years. JBL very famously bumps the audio in certain frequencies to make it sound richer and fuller and better. And people acoustically, you know, they go, oh, it's a psychological thing. Oh, that's definitely a better sounding speaker. It might not be a more accurate speaker. And my problem with that is that's very much taste driven and, more importantly, music driven, the kind of music you listen to. So if you're a classical music fan, as I am, you may not like the HomePod. I don't really yet trust Neli and Joanna and Renee because I don't think they're listening to the same kind of music I do. They're probably listening to Justin Timberlake. It probably is a great Justin Timberlake speaker.
Did Stephen Levy get one?
I don't know.
Did someone our age get one?
Somebody our age. It's like that. It's like, Dixieland never sounded so good. I don't know. I will, but we're gonna try to do an objective, and we'll get we'll try to blindfold people. I'll be one of them. I'm older, so my hearing isn't as acute, but I do because I've spent a lifetime listening. I like to listen. I think I have a sense of when it's modified and when it's flat and so forth. I don't mind flat. I mean, I don't mind modified. In fact, in many ways, it's better than a completely, perfectly flat reproduction. But you should know what the modification is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then it's also, Neli called it lonely because it's just, like you said, it's only that, you know, you're only in the Apple ecosystem.
Lonely is his version of a sesame, bottom of a sesame bagel.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he means.
But there was news in the Wall Street Journal late last week that Apple Music is adding paid subscribers at three times the rate that Spotify is and is going to overtake Spotify.
They say sometime
in the
this
US.
Summer, there'll be more Apple Music. Well, that's a really amazing story. Apple Music listeners and Spotify listeners. And this might hasten it. It depends how well the AirPods, HomePod sells. But
that's in
even
the
US. If they sell a million HomePods, that's not going to really make a dent. The numbers we're talking about, what did they say? 70 million Spotify
70 million, Apple 36 million.
So a million more isn't going to make a difference, but they are growing at 5% a month.
Yeah, and Spotify has an additional 140 million on
the
free tier.
They don't talk about the free tier. They don't talk about that.
Yeah, which is not, I mean, Apple doesn't have a free tier.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're also, they have more subscribers, well, they have more people on the free tier globally. There's a lot of places, you know, that, you know, they're not able to just pay,
right?
Like in, you know, a lot of places in the world, it's not, you know, they have to have free. They're not going to use the $5 a week they make on a Apple Music system.
This may be a horse race that the Wall Street Journal cares about, or we care about, that Apple couldn't care less about. I don't know if Apple's saying we got to beat Spotify. I think what they want is, and then what they've got is a solid bot, 36 million users, a solid body of users. It doesn't have to make money for them. Remember, they make their money selling hardware. What it does, it supports the iPad, the iPhone, and now this new HomePod with a music service. And so, you know, I think they're more interested in that. Although
well,
they are
why
spending
wouldn't they have a free tier?
Because the music industry doesn't like free tiers. Remember Taylor Swift pulled her music off Spotify because she said, I make music and I deserve to be paid for the music I make and I don't want Spotify to give it away for free. I think that's totally, and this is very Apple, because they don't want to offend the artists. Mm-hmm. They care about artists. They care about music. They care about you know, not offending the artists. And that's why Taylor Swift is very happy to do ads for Apple, right?
Right. Interesting.
That and $1 million check.
Have you had trouble answering the phone on your iPhone 10?
Yes.
Really?
This is, you know, when I saw this article, I thought, oh, that explains it.
Should I try to call you and we'll recreate it, or does it not happen every time?
Go ahead. It doesn't happen every time, but go ahead. You can
call Leo.
You'll hear when her phone starts ringing, and then when my phone starts ringing. The article says that sometimes it takes 20 or 30 seconds before the phone actually starts ringing. Oh, you know what? I've put it in Do Not Disturb, so let me undo Not Disturb it. That will.
Okay. Hopefully I'm calling the right number. I have so many numbers for you.
Call the 971 number. That's the iPhone.
One of these numbers for you, I think, is Abby's number. So, sorry, Abby. Now this time I called you.
Could very well be, yeah. Actually, it is, because I gave her my T-Mobile SIM.
Okay, so got it.
Okay, tell me when yours starts ringing. Now, some of this is the network. Oh, no, mine's ringing right now.
Oh.
So that didn't... That's pretty.
So it works.
You have a nice ringtone. How come I don't... Well, wait a minute. Are you still calling?
Yeah, should I hang up?
Do you hear a ring?
No. What's it... But does it, do you have it set so it only rings once?
No.
You don't? Are you...
So there's something definitely going on with the iPhone 10. Yeah, well, that's what they're saying is you'll see the call, but you won't hear a ring for 20 seconds or so. And it happens to me all the time. And one of the reasons I know this is I have other devices set to ring when my iPhone rings. They'll ring.
Mm.
And I'll look at my iPhone and it won't even show anything. It'll be like this. It'll say, nobody's calling you. What are you talking about? I'm trying to, and my daughter's calling. I'm trying to answer the phone. By the way, she's the only person who ever calls me. No one else calls me.
So yeah, why are you complaining? By the way, who needs a phone for phone calls?
Well, they got to fix this.
Yeah, they're looking into it.
Thing for a $1,200 phone.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. They said they're looking into reports.
We're looking into it.
Okay, so I heard you report this Telegram story on the screensavers over the weekend.
So Apple's changed its story, by the way.
And you still? Well,
Apple says it's child pornography. Now, how do you feel?
Right, because on Saturday, you said it was just adult content.
That's all Apple said initially. They added the child pornography when they got some heat. So Telegram, which is a great text messaging app, I really like it. And it's very widely used in countries around the world. For instance, in Iran, after the protests, they banned Telegram because that's the most popular messenger app in Iran. So Telegram, like any messenger app, like any browser, will allow you to access adult content, right? In fact, there are bots on Telegram that you can subscribe to that will send you dirty pictures, I hear. I don't know, but that's what I'm guessing. Initially, and Apple has this rule. If there's adult content in an app, you have to A, disclose it, and B, have a switch in the app that says no adult content. They don't do that for Safari, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You could surf anything you want, including, incidentally, if you know where to go, I presume, child pornography. They don't do that for Safari. They'd had Telegram on an iPhone and an iPad for years. For years. Mm-hmm. I still have it on here.
Yeah, I remember when it came out.
But they pulled it from the store when Telegram updated it to their new Telegram X. I think the letter X bothered Apple, to be honest with you. But they call it Telegram X. It's a nice, you know, faster, smoother, speedier version of Telegram. Mm-hmm. And it does exactly the same thing Telegram Not X has always done, and Apple has never complained about. And all of a sudden, Apple said, no, you can't. They pulled it. You can't get it. Pulled it from the App Store. Now, I noticed Apple's changed the tune. At first, they said, well, it has access to adult content. Now they're saying child pornography. By the way, that nobody is supporting child pornography. Please don't misunderstand me. But that's why companies, politicians, and others use child pornography, because no one in their right mind would say, well, wait a minute, I support child pornography. So it's always in some ways, it's the last refuge of scoundrels. If you want something, if you want the internet to be shut down, you'll say, well, there's child pornography on it. And no one can step forward and say, well, that's okay. So I think this is Apple just saying, well, no, really, it's child pornography. Okay, fine. By the way, Safari also can find child pornography. Anything that can access the internet can. Now, maybe Telegram does have a problem with a lot of pornographic bots. I don't frankly know, but it's a wide open messaging system. And as a result, you know, people create all sorts of stuff. I'm not against the idea an app of Apple that Apple has, which is Telegram should have a warning. Some, as most of these apps do, there's possible adult content. And it's a little harder, frankly, for Telegram to put in a switch that says block that, because I don't know how Telegram would know. There's the amount of traffic that's sent on Telegram is staggering. So you may be, and that's, by the way, I noticed they haven't fixed it. There may be one issue that Telegram has. Well, how are we supposed to know if somebody's sending adult content? We have no way of knowing that. Telegram's bot platform is open. It has an API, so anybody can make a bot. They don't have to tell Telegram they're making a bot. They don't have to announce it to the world.
They don't have to be approved in the App Store.
They don't have any approval process at all. So because it's an open API, anybody can write a Telegram app, and anybody can write a Telegram bot. And of course there's people who've written pornographic bots. Of course there's child pornographic bots. The problem is, how is Telegram going to block that? And I think that's what they're struggling with right now.
Well, it's back, and they said...
Oh, it is back.
It is back. They're back, and both versions are back. And they said they put in fixes, and that's what I don't understand. Like, how... That's why, when I read the story, I believed, like, that there must have been, like...
Well, there's
adult
stuff.
This is a child pornography bot.
And it is, but see, I think that's... I think you could say the same thing about Safari. Safari is a child's pornography browser. That's in exactly the same way that Telegram is a child pornography messenger service. It's because it's a wide open platform.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's I think Telegram is a great messaging platform. It's right up there with WhatsApp and the others. Yes, it can be misused, as can anything that uses the internet, especially because it's open, which WhatsApp is not. And I think it's unfair to kind of imply that Telegram's doing something wrong. I don't think that they are. So that's interesting. Now that I unmuted my phone.
So I also read this was in public forums. This is where a lot of this was happening. Telegram has public forums.
They have chats. They have public chats. You don't have to get approval from Telegram to set it up. It's exactly the same thing. So I don't know how. I'm installing Telegram X right now. We can go through the setup process and see. You know, I have the current Telegram messenger. I don't know. Maybe it's been updated. Let's see if the settings in here. Privacy and security. Blocked users. I don't see anything that says block adult content. That's what apparently Apple wanted.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't. So they said that they took the apps down from the store, alerted the developer, and notified the proper authorities, including the NCMEC, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
So that's good. So they'll find those bots and take them off. It looks like, despite what I thought Apple originally was asking for, they didn't have to put in the switch that said block adult content. Mm-hmm. That would be very difficult. If on an open platform, it'd be like saying to Safari, don't show any adult content. You can, but it's something the company would have to constantly monitor because it's an open platform.
Yeah, this is one of the big questions of our time. I mean, I totally agree with you. People always say, you know, when you have the encryption argument, it's, you know, well, this
child pornographers will use it.
So
bad guys will use it.
It's either terrorists or child pornographers.
Yeah,
and
terrorists are the new child pornographers. So it doesn't, but it doesn't advance the conversation. It's the internet. It's open. I think. Maybe it was sufficient. Apparently it was for Telegram to say, oh, gosh, OK, well, let's find those bots and kill them, which they can do. Mm-hmm. But that's like whack-a-mole. You're just, you know, the same people created them will tomorrow create new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So if that satisfied Apple, I'm happy. That wasn't my initial understanding that that's what Apple was hoping for. I thought they wanted a permanent all the time block.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I think, well, I don't know. Phil Schiller talked to 9to5 Mac and said it wasn't temporary. But
yeah.
All right. While you're doing that, Carl has a question, and I also want to say happy birthday, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Because he said he'd be watching at home because he's taking the day
happy
off
birthday.
Because it's his birthday.
You know, and the Super Bowl was 2 days ago.
Right. Sick day.
You know that Monday is the biggest sick day of the year?
I saw a lot of jokes about that, and there was like a big Twitter ad about that. But it's like there's a lot of people who also have the flu, so I don't
That's
know
true.
If they thought that was funny.
Excellent point.
Okay, Carl says, why do you think more people don't use Apple Pay? Today, I was at lunch with a friend, and he used Apple Pay to pay, but it seemed like everyone in front of us and behind us had their phones in one hand and their debit cards in the other hand waiting for them. I try to use Apple Pay wherever I can. So much easier and faster.
Yeah, it's not faster.
Are you sure? My watch, I find it faster always.
Okay,
because
you have a purse and you probably have your wallet is buried deep in your purse. I carry my wallet in my pocket like most normal people. You pull it out, you take out the card, you swipe it. It is exactly, I don't think it's if it's slower, it's marginally slower than going like this. Wait.
No, you just
find the card.
And you,
well, you got to do that first. I got to do this first and then do that. Is that is and is
and
that any
it goes
slower?
Bloop, bloop, and then it's done. And if it's done right, you don't even have to sign anything.
No, that's that depends dependent on the card.
Right. Oh, so depending on the card,
it's not dependent
the
on Apple. No, it's dependent on the card.
It's not dependent on the machine.
It's dependent on the card. Okay, so some
it's
cards
dependent on the card
will require. It's dependent on the card. Some cards will require a signature. Some cards require a PIN. That is not up to Apple.
Well, why do I use the same card and sometimes they require a signature and sometimes they require nothing?
Maybe. Oh, I can tell you why. Size of the transaction.
Oh.
So some cards say if it's under $10, just go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what the hell? It's probably you. So.
I thought it was dependent on the retailer.
Well, it could also be dependent on the retailer, but I know it's also dependent on the card. So, for instance, my debit card always requires a PIN. I have one credit card that doesn't require a signature. All the rest do. Mm. So I don't see. I think it's marginal. Okay. His question is different than this, is why don't more people use Apple Pay? Because in order to use Apple Pay, you have to have an iPhone or an Apple Watch. Not everybody does. I know, it's hard to believe. Megan doesn't. that's one. And so only about half the world. And honestly, I know you think everybody has an Apple Watch and Apple phone, but only about half the world has an iPhone. Only about one, I would say one-tenth of the world has an Apple Watch. iPhone is probably slower than pulling out your wallet and swiping a card. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to do this. It takes a little while.
Okay, so he said he saw people in the store holding iPhones in one hand and their credit card in the other.
But they don't want to use Apple Pay.
Well, my issue is it's not available everywhere. So if you go, okay, I'm going to use Apple Pay, and then it's not available at CVS and it's not available. And so it's like, okay, well, then I'm not going to try to use it the next time. You know, it has to be if some, you know, the a lot of people like doesn't work once. I'm not going to try it again.
I think it's people who are Apple fans are the ones who say Apple Pay is so much faster and easier. The rest of the world goes, no, it's not.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the purse.
And you have to set it up.
It is true. Like it's in my purse. I have to take it out.
By the way, a lot longer to set up Apple Pay because you got to. Well, you got to set it up. You got to get all your cards in. You got to do this whole rigmarole
once, and then once you get,
but you have to do that. I would guess most people haven't done that.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
and it's because it's not that hard to get out a card to go whoop. It's not hard. It's like what are we?
You don't go whoop. Now you have to hold it in, and you have to stand there. And is it time?
Actually,
can I take
pin,
it out? Can I take it out?
The pin has made it worse. I agree with you. I agree completely that the pin, the chip and pin, or chip and sign, actually is what we do here in the States. That is a terrible. Slow down. But that's, yeah, you're right. In that case, I think Apple Pay would be faster.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, old habits die hard. That chip is new, relatively new. It's only a year old. Somebody's saying it's the retailer. It's both. It's the retailer can require, because the retailer is required, is responsible for security. So the retailer could say, well, no, I want more security. The card is also. So both are required.
Should you mark down in our relationship tracker that we just had another fight?
No, that we ended up agreeing. It is both the card. It could be both. It's the card and the retailer.
Okay.
And unless both agree, no signature, you'll have to give them a signature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I think now that you add the chip in, it is probably a little slower to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will improve adoption, but don't be an Apple bigot.
Yeah.
Right. Just because you say it's the best that the Apple Pay, it's the best, everybody should use it, doesn't mean that's how people actually feel.
Carl. Happy birthday. He did not just call you a bigot, FYI.
No, but the answer to why is because they don't see this the same way as you do.
Do you use Android Pay? Because I set it up, but
I've
then
used it.
I haven't used it because I'm afraid.
I'm
afraid it's not going to work and I'll be embarrassed. And that's the type of person I am.
I agree with you. You made an excellent point. I think now we're a little more used to Touch and Pay. The first time people use Touch and Pay, you think the clerk is going to say, what are you doing? You can't do that and so forth. Now that it's kind of been done for a while and we're used to it. The first time is hardest. But once you've done it for a while, I think that barrier goes away. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll find the same thing with Android Pay. I don't use Touch and Pay very often because I don't see it's that much easier.
I use it all the time.
I have it.
And I don't worry so much about bringing my purse everywhere because you can use it separate. On the Apple Watch, you
but
can
don't
use
you
it separate.
Go into places where it doesn't work, whether I see it all the time. They've taped a piece of paper over it. Says no.
Yeah, I have experienced
that. Don't. Same thing with, by the way, the pin and the chipping pin. No, mm-hmm. Not working. So we got a ways to go in the infrastructure as well.
Mm-hmm. I have so many more questions, but I want to make sure that we have we are done before the Falcon Heavy liftoff.
We got plenty of time. They've okay. delayed it till like someday in the future.
Okay. So let's see.
Some hour at least.
We have, let's look for some good questions. Would you want to answer a question about iTunes Match?
I'll try not to be mean this time.
Okay.
Sorry,
try
Carl.
Not to call our question asker.
Sorry, Carl, I'm
Do
sorry.
You have Jim's question about iTunes Match?
I have a question about iTunes Match and Apple Music or iCloud Music Library. Back in 2011, when iTunes Match came out, I immediately signed up for it so I didn't have to sync all of my music between my MacBook and my iPhone. And it was a real time saver. But now that Apple Music is out and I subscribe to that, I'm wondering if I still need to pay the yearly subscription fee to iTunes Match when I have iCloud Music Library at my disposal. I'm not sure what the difference is. I've even reached out to Apple, and they tell me that I can turn it on and off, but they didn't really give me any other information on that. All they did was tell me what I can find on their website. So I'm wondering if you guys can help me out a little bit and explain the difference between iTunes Match and Apple Music, specifically the iCloud Music Library, and if I actually need both, or if I can cancel my subscription to iTunes Match and save some money every year. All right. Hope you can help. Thanks. Love the show.
Of course, we turn to iMore to explain what the difference is, because apparently Apple does not know. Apple has not made it that clear. Let's put it that way.
It's really confusing.
I think they do different things. And if you want the feature, the key feature of Apple of a Music Match is that it will match your existing music in the cloud and provide it in your Apple iCloud Music will provide those songs. So the matched content, I think, is kind of the key thing I still pay. It's only $25 a year.
So now
you
have both. You have iTunes Match and Apple Music.
Now, I guess one of the reasons that's confusing is because most people say, well, yeah, but the music it's matching is already on Apple Music. So in effect, I have it. If you have, as they give example in iMore, domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. So let's say you bought it on a CD, the Styx song, and you ripped it. It would be in your iTunes library locally. And then you do iTunes Match. Now it's in your cloud as a matched song, which you can, by the way, now delete your local songs and re-download it. Apple knows you have it. But it's also in Apple Music. So you might say, well, the difference is if you stop paying for Apple Music, you'll still have Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. You may not want it, but you'll still have it. The other difference is you may have the rare alternate version where he says Mucho Arigato, Mr. Roboto. And that is not in Apple Music. And this is actually a really big difference for music aficionados. People like Jim Dalrymple were complaining because he has rare live recordings. He has alternate takes. He has all sorts of stuff, music that is never going to be in the streaming services. And he wants to preserve that. So in that case, what iTunes Match will do is upload that song and make it part of your library forever. It can't match it because it doesn't have that.
And what happened to Jim was when he got rid of Apple Music, when he stopped subscribing to it, his music disappeared. Yeah. And I guess they fixed that problem. You know, they sent Apple people to his house and helped him get his music back, which he did. But
so the key really is if you cancel Apple Music, anything you've matched or uploaded, if it's unusual, will still be in your library. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. As long as you continue to pay for Apple Music, the match is kind of less useful. I don't think everything's in Apple Music either. I mean, there will be stuff that it can match that's not in Apple Music.
But you still will be able to. I'll be interested when you. I mean, so you now are paying for Apple Music, and so when you start playing around with your HomePod, I wonder will you be able to also? I mean, I guess do you have anything in your library that's not in Apple Music?
Oh yeah. Many of us do. Apple Music, again, is not 100%. So that stuff, I think, I'm hoping and I'm assuming we'll be able to, because it's in my iCloud library, Apple, whatever they call it, music library. Mm-hmm. I presume I'll be able to play it. We'll let you know in the HomePod. Mm-hmm. I'll find some things that are unique. So there is a difference. If for many people, it's sufficient just to have Apple Music. It's the people who have specialty tracks, who have unusual music interests, or who may at some time not want to pay for Apple Music. You know, you don't. As soon as you stop paying, you lose access to that stuff. Who will want stuff in their cloud? Mm. Does that make sense?
I think so. Thank you, Jim.
Here's what iMore says. If Apple Music duplicates iTunes Match's feature set, why is Apple keeping Match as an option? Some users aren't interested in adding the cost of a music subscription to their monthly bills, or they already use a subscription service like Spotify or Google Play Music. Match makes more sense, $25 a year, while Apple Music is more. I think you can get it for now, $90 a year. If streaming services don't appeal to you, but having on-the-go access to your local music library does, iTunes Match appears to be a good alternate option. So I guess what they're saying is, if you're already using Apple Music, you don't need Match. But I think, what if there's content? I guess, because the one thing that iTunes Match does is it uploads unmatched content to the cloud. Read this article. It's a good article, iMore. Frankly, I'm still confused, and I can understand why Apple's confused, too. There is a huge overlap between the two.
And the idea is, like, for you, it's like, okay, well, I'm kind of scared I might lose all my music. I might as well just keep paying for both.
Yeah. Well, I do.
Yeah.
And I think the reason that you pay for it is because you're uploading stuff that's not on iTunes, not on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Sounds right.
I guess so.
That's
yes.
It's $25 a year. It's not a killer fee. And I was doing that long before I subscribed to Apple Music. I only recently subscribed to Apple Music.
But Apple ought to be more clear about whether you need it.
They don't know. It's not clear. That's why. It's not clear. I think they're clear to the degree that they can be, but it is it's inherently confusing. I just read iMore's description again, which I'd read many times, and I'm still confused.
Yeah. Thanks for sending in a video. Love the videos, meganintuit.tv.
Yes, please,
you can send us, put it up on YouTube and send us that, or just send a video file. I have more. We'll show those next week. Michael wanted to point out, last week we talked about subscriptions and how much we're paying for them. And he said during the holidays, many retailers discount iTunes cards, usually 15 to 20% off. I'll purchase hundreds of dollars of them and put them on my iTunes account. Then any app or subscription, I save 15 to 20%
Brilliant.
Month after month. Great way to save on Apple Music, Netflix,
Brilliant.
Et cetera.
Too late for this holiday period, unless the holiday is Valentine's Day.
True. Mm-hmm. You know what is the best gift to
What's the best gift?
Your Valentine, fresh breath.
I've got fresh breath right here in this. This is so awesome. I love this. This is Quip. It is a electric toothbrush and more by mail, but it's a better electric toothbrush. First of all, it's only $25. The last electric I brought, and by the way, my dentist loves it that I use an electric toothbrush of any kind. He's very happy I'm using Quip. Because it cleans your teeth better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the way, I can no longer know how to brush. You're supposed to brush, 20 times each surface?
I don't know. That's crazy. It tells you. You don't have to think about anything.
You don't have to think about it. $25 instead of the $100 you might spend on a comparable brush. And look at it. It comes in this tube. See this adhesive strip? You tear this off. This is the holder. You tear off the adhesive strip. And then it will, I won't do it now because we want to keep it. But it will stick to anything. It'll hear right there.
I stick it to my mirror.
Probably shouldn't stick it to your iPad. I'm thinking the mirror.
Yeah, the mirror to just remind you.
And then the Quip brush is in it. It's just a little holder. I love the brush because it's battery powered. So you don't need a charger. And it's a AA battery. It's a
triple, I think. Well, what I like is they will send you the battery as part of the subscription.
So you don't have to worry about it.
Or you can just say, I have my own batteries. I don't need you to send me any.
I won't take out the battery. It may be a AA. You're a AAA. You're probably right.
But then you can use rechargeable if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, what? You can use a rechargeable. I do. Yeah. I use a nickel metal hydrator.
Yeah, so you can say, don't send them
to
me.
You choose that. Right?
I want to protect the environment. I'm going to use my own rechargeable.
It's a great toothbrush.
Or AAA battery.
It just goes right in here. Right? So you get the full 2 minutes. You will brush better. Kids love it. And they will really love the special Quick toothpaste. So you get this all by subscription. As you said, you could choose to have the battery or not. I didn't know that. That's really cool. That's really cool. The deal is great. Getquip.com/twit. We have a special offer for you if you go to getquip.com/twit.
There's my pink one. So great
Your
for Valentine's
first refill.
Day.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know they had colors. Darn it. Your first refill. Oh, you know why that's good? Because then I won't use Lisa's.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Your first refill is free when you purchase any Quip electric toothbrush. $25 is a great price. Let me just put a little. I love this toothpaste. And by the way, it's fluoride. Yep. You know, I learned something from this, by the way. Because they give you a little how to brush pamphlet. Mm-hmm. Did you read it?
Yes, I read my pamphlet.
Did you know? And for my whole life, I've been doing this. I'd brush my teeth.
Eat the toothpaste.
Okay. Get one. Don't eat the toothpaste.
Mm-mm.
I learned that. No,
toothpaste
I never...
is for teeth.
But then what I didn't know is don't rinse afterwards.
Yeah, that was a mystery.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So
I never do rinse, and I always thought I was doing
I always would rinse afterwards. My whole life, from a kid on, it's better if you don't rinse afterwards. It gives you fluoride a chance to get absorbed into your teeth and hardens your teeth so that bacteria can't give you. You know what? Michael's never had a cavity because he brushes regularly with a fluoride toothpaste. It's just that simple. We don't even have fluoride in the water here in Petaluma. But just brushing regularly with a fluoride toothpaste and brushing right. And Lisa's a stickler about that. That's why we have Quip for everybody. In fact, we got an extra Quip for visitors. And so we got an extra head.
Not visitors to the studio, but visitors to your house.
No, when we have sleepovers, because the kids come with their own toothbrush. For some reason, they always,
because they don't like brushing their teeth.
They don't want to. Oh, Mom, I forgot it. Yeah. We say, oh, don't worry. We've got your Quip right here.
Do you teach them the other lessons of Quip? Like you only need a dot of toothpaste?
Yes.
No strip?
Another one. Little dot, not a big strip. And you'd think I think the other guys say, use, you know, in the ads, they show the big strip with a thing on it. Because
mm-hmm.
they want you to use more Quip. You know, mm-hmm. Quip's an honest company. Say, no, use a dot. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use it up. This is the travel tube. They also can get a big tube. And don't rinse afterwards. Who knew? I have actually changed my entire way of brushing. Thank you, Quip. And you will, too. You'll love it. $25 for a great electric toothbrush with features that no other brush has. I love it that I don't have to recharge it. I love that. I have rechargeable batteries, though, so it's good for the environment. Getquip.com/twit. You get the starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/twit right now, you'll get your first refill pack free when you purchase any Quip electric toothbrush. Your first refill pack free. Getquip.com/twit. I should spell this. getquip.com/twit. Do you know how to spell twit? TWIT? I thought you did. And we thank Quip so much for teaching me finally at my advanced age how to brush my teeth. And you see it comes in this nice package. I love this. This is not something that they advertise, but read how to brush. It's in here. It says, hello. See, it's friendly. We're Quip, and we want to simplify your oral health. They tell you the technique, regular upkeep, streamline routine. I love it. And when you need new toothpaste or new heads, they come automatically. Look at this. This is brilliant. Wash, not rinse. How about that? Getquip, getquip.com/twit for your first refill free. I love Quip toothpaste. Kiss me.
No,
I'm minty
thanks.
Fresh. And it's Valentine's Day.
All right. So the Falcon Heavy rocket is about to take off some point today. So I thought our hats would be appropriate for travel.
Rocket Man hats?
Well, yeah, mine is yours is for air travel, which soon, if Elon Musk has his way, will be in a rocket.
Really? You want me to wear this, huh?
Yep. I actually would like you to always wear that.
This is the ostrich pillow, which I bought at great expense some time ago.
And then you're supposed to put your arms in it too, right?
Yeah, you want a demonstration?
Yeah, demo when you're riding in space
travel. You're tired.
You're flying to Mars.
You're on Elon's thing. You're going like this.
And then I can't bother you. What are your hands in there for?
That's a good question. To support your head, I guess. I don't know.
I wish we could do every day, every show like this. Well, I will say that we're wearing these air travel type hats not just in honor of the launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket.
I am not an animal.
But also because they're caps of a sort.
No, this is not a cap.
Caps.
Whatever you might call this. This is not a... Oh, that's the new... I got to get the new one and replace the arm.
Yeah.
This is the original. Another great Kickstarter that I wish I had.
Oh, that was a Kickstarter?
They all are. Gosh darn it. Every dumb thing I've ever purchased, frankly.
I love that. So...
it's a trip.
So, caps, apps, our favorite app of the week.
Why am I dressed like Admiral Akbar? By the way, notice the piece of tape strategically placed here?
Yeah, what's that for?
This thing has a leak.
Oh, it's leaking little balls?
Leaking little pellets.
Oh.
That's what I hope they are, anyway.
Oh, my goodness. The little patch of hair that I can see through that hole is amazing. It really is. All right, so...
I got a porg in my hat. Go ahead.
Microblog. You call it microblog or micro.blog?
Microblog.
Microblog. It's a new microblogging service. Gene McDonald of Smile and App Camp for Girls, and who often appears on Mac Break Weekly, recommended this to me.
This is the best crowdfunded thing I ever did. This one I actually bought a year ago.
Yeah. So you could either you head to Kickstarter. Sometimes you get that. Sometimes you get this. here's my microblog. It's very easy. I just say new post. I'm about
this
to
is
show.
It has an iOS app. Mm-hmm. This is what you're using?
Yes. I could do Markdown. Here's the Markdown, but I don't know Markdown yet, but I could do it if I wanted to. But I'm just going to post that, and then I just hit post,
there it is.
Just
like Twitter, basically, but it's with nice people.
So, exactly. So you can do sign up free, and you can have your own site through there too. So here's my timeline, and I just take a look at it, and there's Jean and one of the puppies that she's babysitting. You could go on your site too. I am at Megan there, so I could be megan.micro.blog or microblog.blog/Megan.
I should follow you.
You should, because here you are too.
Yeah, I post a lot on this.
This is just your Twitter, right? Or do you go here to post?
No, I have it set up. It's not my Twitter. It's set up when I bookmark a story for covering on the shows, those bookmarks automatically go with my commentary usually to micro.blog.
So here I posted yesterday, I was asking about recommendations for...
I have to take this off. I can't see a thing.
Please do. Don't. And you probably can't breathe and you're getting hot and bothered.
But I do feel like a nap.
Yeah.
Why do I have the urge to eat pancakes all of a sudden?
I don't know. So one of the things I really like about microblog is they don't have like your standard likes or dislikes or stars or...
No, you don't even know your follower count, which I think is a very healthy...
Yes, I think it is. So if I wanted to... Oh, look, this person commented on this question I had about sci-fi books.
That's your mentions. So you should always look at your mentions to see if anybody's saying anything.
This is actually my timeline.
Oh, yeah, it probably shows up in your timeline.
But here are my mentions.
Yeah.
These are my mentions. And so I can see, I can't just like that. I would have to reply and say to Jackson of Trades, thanks so much for the recommendation. It's small now, which is always nice in social media, I think. It reminds one of the beginning of Twitter. I can favorite different things. You can favorite, which means that's just your individual favorite. So if I wanted to go to my timeline and I wanted to look at all your stories, like if you, I want to find out about, he's talking about the Pixel 2's visual core, then I could favorite that and then it would end up in, it's not like I'm not stroking your ego. I'm not just saying that like, you're my boss, so I should probably favorite what you're writing in microblog.
Please, you probably should.
I'm just doing it because I want to save it for later. So there, it's there. And you can click discover to find more people. So if you're interested in finding like a small place to like Twitter, but not Twitter.
It's a smarter bunch of people. It was created by Manton Rees, who's a big supporter of the indie web. In fact, that's why I subscribed, because Kevin Marks told me about it. I know Manton, and when they were doing their crowdfunding. And so I was glad to put in $50 or something and get early access to it. But it's open to the public now, which is that's new.
And then, you can host your blog there. So here's what my actual blog looks like. I just chose one of the templates. and, you know, here's my home, here's my about, and then I can see what I've posted there, and you can post pictures.
That becomes a website, yeah, microblog website. Yeah.
So are you leo.micro, or are you Leo Laporte?
Micro.blog/Leo. Yes, because usually I use Leo Laporte, but I thought this was kind of more like my people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Look, you chose the same template that I chose.
There are a huge number of templates.
I want to change my template.
So what are you, micro.blog/?
Bill also chose. I don't think we have a camera for Bill.
Oh, Bill, nice. You chose the same template as well.
Did
you just do that just now?
No.
You've been a member
what
of
are
all
you,
along?
Bill, we got to follow you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
one of
right.
the guys he created. Are you? You're not Bill, just Bill, are you? You probably don't want to say who
what
you
is.
Are.
What is your handle?
Megan. Megan.
So one of the nice things about being first to a new platform is you get your name.
Mm-hmm. I was excited. Awesome. I was surprised about that. I never get Megan. There's like a billion millennial Megans.
Yeah, it's probably pretty common.
I'm going to look for Bill. I'm not going to say what you are. Because
I'm going to be micro.blog/elephantman.
So super easy to use. As soon as I get my iPhone back, I'm going to use it on my iPhone. Right now I'm using it on the iPad. There's a Mac app as well.
And there's an open API, so other people are writing apps too, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
So join me on Microblog and tell me and join Leo as well
yes.
on Microblog.
Join me on Microblog. Now you've shamed me. I'm going to have to do what it is. You're right. Just putting the link up. So I need to get my commentary in there. I have to modify mm-hmm. my account. Mm-hmm. As there's Jean with her puppy. Yes. I like how it does pictures. See mm-hmm. how big those are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't follow me.
No, I'm trying to find you.
Oh.
How do I find you?
I'm just Megan.
Mentions, favorites.
Here, let me mention
Discover.
You.
Maybe. Here it is in Discover.
Yeah.
Megan. There, I've discovered Megan.
And then
now I can follow her. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And there was that post I just posted.
Yeah, thanks Jean McDonald. It's good to know. Jean McDonald, we've known for years. She was at Smile on My Mac, and mm-hmm. now she is their public relations person mm-hmm. Promoting.
I think just she's their community
manager, whatever, yeah. Because basically it's a open source project, so mm-hmm. it's a great group, and Manton Reese is great. And I like it because you're following smart, interesting kind of people. It's not Twitter. That's actually, I like it. I should just stop there because it's not Twitter.
Right. It is not Twitter. That is for sure. You own your own content, too.
And I'm sure they're going to want to run this clip as promotional material for
I always think about that. It's like, I love these guys. They really said so many nice things about our app, but why were they wearing those ridiculous
actually
hats?
Actually, why we wear these hats.
So that people
so
can't
that
just
people
use
won't
us.
Just put a clip of this on their website because they'll go, "That I can't use that endorsement. Sorry, he's wearing a giant elephant on his head."
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you have like 5 or 6 apps, so you better get to it.
There you go. I'm Breaking Bad. So my app cap comes to us. Can I just take this off?
Yes,
this is not.
You may. Do you want here? Take this.
No, I don't need that. My hair is sufficient.
Keep your
at this point.
Hair like that. Yes.
It's like I'm wearing an app cap of something.
I'm sorry. I mean, it was my idea, not John's. Just so if you're going to fire anyone.
What the heck? All right. I don't even use product in my hair, and it still looks like this. Mine came from Chris Marquardt on Sunday. You know, he's the host of Tips from the Top Floor, great photographer. He leads workshops. He's a regular on our radio show. And he mentioned 4 new iOS apps that he uses all the time. So I'm going to do them in order, okay? So starting with Sticky. You're going to be amazed by Sticky. Sticky wants access to the camera. Okay, Sticky. Sticky is a... let me do this without the light in the background. How can I do that?
You should definitely do it with that hair.
Yeah. Sticky is a way, so I am going to make a picture, and Sticky then removes the background. Look how fast it did that.
That was so fast.
Okay. And that is a perfect representation. Tap on photo to change style if I wish. I can make it like that.
That's really nice. That really goes with your hair.
Or like that. Or just back to normal. Okay, so that's the start. It actually and you can adjust it if you want. You can edit it. It has a little eraser and all of that stuff. Paintbrush. You can reposition it in the screen, in the, you know, thing and all that stuff. But once you've got it the way you want it, you can then, whoops, which is not that, You can then save it out to your camera roll, or you can send it as a message. But the best use is to save it out, and I'll tell you why. I am now going to add application number two.
Mm.
It's called Adhesive. You're going to really like this. I'm going to skip the tutorial. So we're going to create a new sticker pack for Apple's messages. How do you like that? And this is going to be called Leo. And I could literally make, in very quickly, a whole set of Leo stickers drawing from the library. So let's see. Did I get that photo? Well, here's another one. Let's see.
Look at all those photos you took of yourself.
Yeah, I've been playing with this a little bit. Let's add this one. Okay. Done. Okay. Now, I can... now, actually, this one's not transparent, so I'm going to use...
Oh, look, but it made it a sticker.
It did make a sticker out of it. Why didn't... let me go back to it. Sticky and see. Maybe it didn't get saved.
You have to share it?
No, it should have gotten saved. Let's save it the Apple way. Maybe that's the... Oops. I pushed save, but it didn't seem to save it, so let's just save it to the foot camera roll. That's probably the easiest way. Now, I'm going to go back. I'm going to open Adhesive, and I'm going to add another sticker. So what I want to do is make a Leo sticker set that has all kinds of reactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there it is. There's the photo. So that's good, right? And that's okay. Now that's, and notice it's still transparent.
Uh-huh.
I can clean it up if I want, and I'm done. Now that's a sticker. Now, and
that's
by the way,
for bad hair
that's
day.
Medium size. I can make them large.
Oh.
I like large stickers, right? I'm done. Okay. Now, watch this. This is so awesome. I could share this with you, of course.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But maybe I will. Maybe I'll just do that.
Please do.
Just so that you have it. Made with adhesive, right? So I'm going to send this to Megan.
You could have airdropped it to me, too.
Yeah, but I you know how I am.
Yeah.
Stupid. And then, but now it's in my sticker pack. So watch. I can now send a message to Megan. See? Stickies are in here. So I can add that.
Oh, so it's not like Leo Laporte sticker pack. It's just Sticky's sticker pack.
No, if you add it then later, I'm adding it through Sticky. If you added it, it would be a regular sticker pack.
Okay.
And then you say, actually, it might say Sticky. I don't know what it'll say. And so now I can send that as a sticker. Okay, that's one. That's just one. Let's do more. You want to do more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do more.
But see, you didn't even know that you didn't even know why I didn't get that message. That's the trouble.
That's
switching.
That's sad.
To
I
Android.
Can't send you any messages anymore.
You can with all the other Facebook Messenger.
Here's
or
another one.
Telegram.
It's called Decimate. What do you think Decimate does? D-E-C-I-M, number 8. It does. It decimates the picture. So let me take a picture of you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's take a picture.
I keep hitting my. Sorry.
Welcome to Decimate. I'm ready. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's gonna. Okay. Now watch. I'm going to take a picture. You could do the two shot while I do that part. Let's do this picture of you. Okay. Good. Got a nice picture.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Okay. It's still, I'm in the tutorial. I do this on my iPhone. These are all iPhone apps you probably want. So that's a great picture of you, right?
That is a great
it's too good.
Picture of me.
It's too good. Let's decimate
it. Destroy it.
Let's decimate this picture. You ready? Okay. I'm going to add that one just in case because it was so good.
Oh, good.
What? I've decimated it. How about a random, let's decimate another, let's.
I don't look good in vertical stripes.
So decimate stripes. Ruins the picture, but in interesting ways, like Max Headroom style.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when you get an effect that you
spilled
like,
it's coffee,
it's a little
my shirt.
Slow. Yeah. It's mixing them all up.
Whoa.
I like that one. Save that boy. Save that puppy. How about that one?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So that's decimate. You can choose the effect if you want. You know, you don't have to.
I love it.
And you can choose the photo, but it's fun. Okay, that's another one.
Do you need
that's
all three of them, or can you just
no,
do
the
like
the first
stickies?
Two, really, I should have just shown sticky and adhesive, because those two go together.
Okay.
Decimate's a freebie. Should I show you one more?
Yeah.
This
I'm
is called
downloading all of them.
GIF Toaster. Most of these are free. There's only one that costs money.
Mm.
Okay. So let me... what it's going to do is it's going to take a live, this is actually really useful, one of Apple's live photos and turn it into a GIF, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's a live photo of Michael in a cheese head. Oh, wait a minute. Now I pushed the ad. So you don't, this is annoying. It has an ad. Now I'm stuck.
Oh.
Let's go back to GIF Toaster. Okay, Michael as a cheesehead. Okay. I'm going to make a gif out of that.
A gif.
Come on. Come on, baby. All right. I wish this QuickBooks thing. Let's preview it. 30 frames. It's now an animated gif, right? It's now an animated gif. Okay. But I could do other things with it. I could stop that. I could change the range. Now, this is something Apple doesn't let you do. I didn't like that first part, right? And I didn't like that end part, right? So I'm just going to take the middle part. Oh, by the way, they're singing happy birthday. It's his birthday, cheesehead. And then I can change the frame rate. 10 frames a second. You want it 10 frames a second? Sure. You could speed it up if you want. How fast? Let's make it really fast. Okay. I could say do it in different directions. Oh, I have to upgrade to the pro version. That's a paid version. Mm. I can add some filters, sepia tone it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a way of getting your live photos out into the world. I definitely want to crop out that kid. So let's go like that. Done. Now how much would you pay? Okay. Let's see, shall we? Yeah.
I don't know how much you're going to pay till I get to see it. That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? But I can share that now on anything that understands GIFs. But the point was I could do more than GIFs. I can do video to GIF, photo to GIF, burst to GIF, live photo to GIF. I can't do more than GIFs. I can only do GIFs. Time lapse to GIF, panorama to GIF, or GIF to any.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that is the third, fourth rather. I have four, count them, different apps right now. I've got sticky and adhesive. They go together to make sticker packs of you or whatever you take a picture of. Sticky is actually the most amazing because it removes the backgrounds. Adhesive. Decimate to add grunge, weird electronic effects, and GIF toaster to take any live photo or video and turn it into an animated GIF.
I'm seeing Sticky AI is converted.
That's it. Sticky AI.
Okay, good.
Sticky
that's the one.
With Sticky AI,
here's what it looks like.
You get this. By the way, this is iPad enabled, which is
nice. Is that from Prisma? It says it's from
them.
Prisma, the people that made the... Oh.
Yeah, should I have mentioned that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's actually brilliant because this is hard to do, frankly. You can add text, as you can see. There's a lot of additional stuff, but... That's it. So you make your own. Basically, the idea is you can make your own stickies.
I love this. The GIFs you can do, like Android does that automatically for you.
Yeah, and in fact, Apple's iPhone app now has ways to do that too.
Oh, okay. And you can also, there's a sticker gallery. Oh, the shared stickers will be saved here. My camera.
So you could put
love this.
It's fun, isn't it? Okay. So put that right there. There you go. Change the background. What? Change the foreground. There you go.
You can do GIFs in the sticky too. Did you see my GIF?
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know you could do that.
Oh,
I'm just learning
perfect.
This thing has so many features. It is so cool. So let's make that the app cap, and then the rest is a bonus.
Yeah,
bonus. Sticky AI from Prisma, and I think it was free.
Yeah, was it was free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow, how did they do it? Okay, that concludes.
I'm obsessed with that app. It's really fun.
Just for you, I'm putting the hat back on.
Okay. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's my gift to you, on my screen.
Actually, you know what? That's great. You did a much better job with this thing. You'd want to clean up the little...
And
you could do that right there. That's easy. It's got an eraser.
Oh. Where's the eraser?
You could change the background.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do the animation. That's really great.
All right. That's all you get from us. And I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you're wondering what's banging against my microphone. That's my Snoopy hat. So let's cross our fingers that Elon's car gets safely into space and back. And let's hope that Leo takes this hat off for MacBreak Weekly. We record every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific. And you can find the show and watch or listen to it whenever your heart desires at your podcatcher of choice. whatever you use, we are there. Go to twit.tv/iOS and you can find all the ways to subscribe to our show or watch live at twit.tv/live. That's every Tuesday at 9 o'clock Pacific, which I believe I already said. Please send us video questions if you've got them. We love to see your face, Megan at twit.tv. Or, Leo's got something. He's got a gift for you. That's beautiful. That is really nice. Oh, that's perfect.
That's the one. That's the one. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. And we will see you next time on iOS Today. Bye-bye, everybody.